This is KCUR 89.3 NPR in Kansas City. It's 2020, and Kansas City is still one of the last major cities in the U.S. without a street named for the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Last year's controversy over renaming Paseo Boulevard sent KCUR's Michelle Tyrene Johnson on a journey to see how the rest of the world remembers the civil rights leader. She visited three cities. Today, we hear how one European city passes the torch.
I'm dodging bicycles whizzing past me along the beautiful canals, and I'm immediately aware that, like my homegirl Dorothy, I am not in my home state of Kansas anymore, or in Missouri. I'm in Amsterdam. This small city in Netherlands might not come to mind when you hear the name Martin Luther King Jr., but he visited here just 1 year after his iconic I Had a Dream speech, and just a few months before receiving the Nobel Peace Prize. He was here to give a speech to the European Baptist Federation.
Race is not the only issue which confronts our world, and Negroes are not the only Christians who are in need of justice.
King also gave a press conference at the very airport where I met with Kathleen Ferrier to discuss his influence on Amsterdam.
What we see all around the world is that politicians, governments have difficulty discussing with the people. That is why people go out on the streets in Hong Kong, in Chile, all over. They feel not listened to. If there's one thing that Martin Luther King has been teaching us, is that we have to listen to each other and do not be afraid for the difficult questions.
In addition to being a professor and former member of parliament, Ferrier is the chair of the Dutch Martin Luther King lecture series.
We started with the lecture to keep the legacy and the thinking of Dr. Martin Luther King alive. And we are convinced that for our younger generations, but for our society, Dutch society in general, we need his thinking more than ever.
Ferrier says that King's relevance hasn't remotely diminished in the 52 years since his death.
What we see all around the world is that politicians, governments have difficulty discussing with the people. That is why people go out on the streets in Hong Kong, in Chile, all over. They feel not listened to.
Amsterdam has a reputation for openness and tolerance, a rep built in part from having coffee houses where patrons can openly get weed to go with that caffeine. And even though it might be considered diverse, at least when it comes to racial diversity, I can't say that I see much. Additionally, the Netherlands is known for being a country dedicated to social justice. It's where the International Court of Justice at The Hague is located. During my visit, though, one issue people are talking about is blackface, used by a character named Black Pete in traditional Dutch Christmas celebrations. Also in the news, a Dutch soccer player of African descent left a game after being subjected to racist taunts. Kathleen Ferrier says these controversies make King's teachings more than just dusty history books to pull off a shelf.
What we do following the footsteps of Martin Luther King Jr. is to be brave and discuss the issues we have to discuss.
The influence of the slain civil rights leader can be seen in other parts of the Amsterdam metro area. I venture out to a small suburb very close to the city proper called Diemen. It's quaint. It reminds me of a Dutch prairie village. I'm here looking for the Martin Luther King Street plopped in the middle of a residential area. There aren't many people out, but I stop Marion Gortz as she's taking her granddaughter out for a walk. While she walks down King Street frequently, she doesn't know much about the street's namesake.
I really don't know. Give me a hint.
This is a first for me. Meeting an adult who doesn't immediately know exactly who King was and what he represents. But I have to remember that I couldn't name one Dutch human rights leader either. There's also a park in Amsterdam named after King in 1968, the year he was killed. The park hosts a popular festival each year and also has a small but stately statue of him created by Dutch artist Arco Caravan. 50 years after King's assassination, Caravan made and donated 50 identical statues of King to various institutions and individuals globally. It's a brisk and sunny day, and I have far better luck finding people here who could place King, like Raoul Jonker. He's a little bit sheepish that he doesn't know more about King, but honestly, while his details were a little off, it's impressive what this young Dutchman does know.
I had a dream and a nice speech with, I don't know, 100,000 people in front of the Memorial Square of Lincoln Park. And I think he started sort of a revolution. But that's about it.
Sure, the number was closer to 250,000 and the place was Lincoln Memorial, but his facts are in the ballpark. Similarly, Vincent Groen has a general idea of the legacy he's surrounded by.
How do you say this in English? A forefighter of the rights, for equal rights, for whatever color you have. It sounds so blunt now, but you know exactly what I mean, I think.
Joan Berendesen is at the park walking her two dogs. She is an interesting take.
Martin Luther King, he was a president to the United States.
Berendesen immediately self-corrects.
He was an activist.
Correct, yeah. Yes. And why
kind
do you
kind
think...
Kind of president.
In his own way, he was a president.
Debbie
Tankink teaches students with special needs. While I'm taking photos of King's statue, she comes over to talk to me as she keeps an eye on her kids. She's clearly proud that her city has honored King this way.
His message was so important still today for the world. I'm all for equality, and I think it's important that we fight racism and everything like that. So yes, I think it's great this park is named after him.
But as Kathleen Ferrier, the chair of the King Lecture Series, says, the name itself is just the start.
Why do we name a street, a boulevard, a park, or whatever after this person? What does he or she has to say to us? And that is why it's important. It keeps the name alive, and our concern is to see that it is not just the name, but also the thinking.
Amsterdam is a pristine modern city that attracts lots of tourists. It likes to honor history of all kinds in ways that feel more dispassionate than other places. But with the city park, a suburban street, and a lecture series, Amsterdam shows how extending the legacy of a leader is as much about intentional education as it is about passion. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Michelle Tyrene Johnson.
Tomorrow on KCUR's Morning Edition, Michelle's series on Martin Luther King's streets around the world concludes in Memphis, Tennessee. This series was supported by a grant from the Pulitzer Center.